feel even better, a pleasure-intensifying feedback loop that resounds and rebounds inside your head. The warmth of those nerve endings repurposed is the warmth of your future as a divinely worshipping, chaste pleasure pet, receded so deep inside that it's as if the little nub down there were just a secondary thing. Your real pleasure center is between your lips. Between your lips in your head, your molten, hot, dripping tongue running over a victim of pleasure, you, inside your own head, with pleasure and need whitely resounding, rebounding, repurposing, hotly controlling, and you, controlled as you are deep inside the grips and grasp of the potential. You are chaste and you are divinely submissive, submitting to your own chastity, and the fact of your body's receded length is enough to make you submit to the fact of your sensitive tongue, and that when you give pleasure, you get pleasure, your mind lost in a feedback loop where you pleasure more ardently, because let me tell you, the more devoted you seem to be to giving oral pleasure to someone, the more you seem to enjoy it, the better they'll feel. As they grip your head and grasp you between their legs, they will feel complete, as you will feel complete, and the completion of that intimate romantic desire will overtake you and control you, inform you, and guide you, and your tongue will be trained into you as the true seat of your desires, the true location of your pleasures. You will exist for and with your tongue, and your tongue will move and your mind will fade, and you will exist knowing that your tongue contains what was once contained wrongly in that length below. This is the right home of pleasure. This is the right home of stimulation, so close to all your erogenous zones, so close to your brain,